3 months now.
Yeah, they've got.
He's got. We approved the expenditure for the fence there at Power Site, contingent on the park board approving it. And he's concerned he's going to lose his price. His bid, you know, got his bids and everything. And I wondered if there's something about try to help me get that done.
I didn't look at the minutes. I understood at the last meeting, and I missed the last meeting, but I understood the last one that was discussed, that was in, that it was with the approval of the park board, but...
What was the item again? Because
it's the fence.
Which one? We had two votes.
At Power Site.
Oh, I'll have to look at the minutes.
But don't you remember that we voted, we the county commission,
if they had the
on
money.
Their approval.
And I, upon their approval and their budget, they could do it.
Yeah.
And I haven't, I've been to a few of them this month, this year, and I haven't heard any problem. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Well, you got a problem with making a motion to go ahead and pay it? Or
well, what
have the work done?
If it runs over a little bit.
I'd rather wait and look at the budget. I mean, is that what we're talking about?
I wouldn't get Rick to tell us where it's at. I don't think they've.
I don't. You know. I don't
come
even
close.
Think they're close to finishing their.
Well, I mean, the whole thing budget. Was we voted yes, and based off budget and based off the board recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't want to.
I'd rather really get it over with if he's going to lose his price on it.
Whatever you guys want, that's fine.
What is Rick around there?
He went out to look at the budget just now. Here, while we have idle time here.
Yeah.
Let me give you an update here. Frank just sent you a Lake Tan Como.
Yeah, I was just trying to read it. What's it say?
They're going to open 4 generators up, which is going to, each generator raises the elevation by 2 feet. So what happens is the lake's going to be basically 8 feet higher than this time of year normally. Nothing's going to flood, but they're basically going to generate some power, which is going to raise the lake. And that's at noon, they thought the lake would go up by 8 feet. So if you get calls, that's as high as it's supposed to go by Tan Como. The other thing I was going to bring up is Frank reported back to me about the tree incident on Ho-Hum.
Yes.
He says, I can read it to you. Let me read it to you. I'm glad to be able to tell you that the tree was not only dead, it was completely in the right-of-way of the county. This was established by Archer, going out there and verifying it. The road was built within the right-of-way, but hugs the extreme opposite side of the road. The gentleman that complained was correct that the road was built to one extreme side of the right-of-way. So, the tree was clearly on the county property, and it was clearly dead.
And it's no issue.
No issue. Well, I will send an email back to the gentleman just explaining that.
Okay, so you've had contact with him?
Or? Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good.
And you think Rick, that's where Rick went? To get
Rick
that?
Did. He, I could tell in his aura that he was walking out to do that.
Okay.
But are we authorizing payment? Is that what we're doing? What would the motion be?
Authorizing to have the work done.
Yeah, they.
But if the motion said that, then
he had a bid, and they've let that thing. He let it run out once. He had to go back out and get bids again, and now we're 2 months into that, and people don't want to hold those bids that long, and so he's requesting. Now, I don't like doing it without park board approval, but it's there. They haven't had a quorum.
But didn't they approve it, though, or did they approve it?
They approved it we approved it upon.
And then, I don't
their
think
approval. So what are we approving if they haven't met to approve it?
More than enough to cover.
But the question is, if the park board hasn't voted to approve it, should we really be approving it?
He's going to lose his bid. It may cost us more money.
But the park, yes, that's the way it's supposed to work. No question. The park board should bring that recommendation to us. What Danny and I've heard is that over and over, they've not, in discussions, they have not opposed him doing that.
Okay.
And they've evidently said something, then they went out to get another bid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see,
so you just want to authorize the work, then you're saying?
And, yeah, we're out.
As long as he follows bid procedures, I'm
authorized to approve it. So,
I'll make a motion as long as he follows bid procedures.
Of the county?
Of the county.
So that's Linda.
It's Linda that we go ahead and approve him doing the work. Because he may have to go back out now that it's been 60 days.
It may be too late. Yeah, he said late. He said that he may be already out, so.
He has any idea how much?
I have no idea. I mean, that's the problem is.
$8,000? $6,000?
I got it.
Remember.
How much is in there?
There's still 40 some thousand.
If it's over 4,500.
We have to bid.
If he hasn't posted it in the paper, you can't.
We can't do that. I mean, if it's over 4,000, it's a county bid. We've got to go through Linda. She has to do the bid process.
Well, you don't necessarily have to go through Linda, but if you say he's going to follow the bid process, either have to come off the state bid or it has to be posted.
The bid process is Linda, though. That's what I'm saying. Linda makes sure, ensures that we're operating properly.
Excellent point. I think he has followed that, but I don't know for sure.
He did the first time, but see what happened was he had a 3-month lapse, and that was back whenever wire prices and everything was so high, and then he went back and rebid it again, and now they haven't met for 2 months because we've.
Do you want Linda to talk to them to see if the process has been followed, or what are you going to do?
Let's go ahead contingent, as Danny's motion was, on the bid process being followed.
Okay.
That it's approved. So if it hasn't, then that just throws a wrench in and he's going to start all over.
Kills the motion. Okay.
Yeah. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Aye.
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 Carries.
Who made the motion? Who seconded it?
Danny made the motion.
Chuck seconded. There you go. Okay.
I'll call Ronnie and see if he hasn't, then I'll tell him how he's got to do it.
Get with Linda. Linda can walk him through.
Yep.
All right. The next item for fun is 1045 Ozark Beach change order and CCTV inspection change order. And I don't know who's bringing that forward, if it's Spencer or Mel.
When is it?
At 1045 in 10 minutes. But we've got 5 minutes for Mr. Strahan, our administrative, if he wants to come forward. Are you here for us? Just hanging out?
Yep. I thought you said there's 11 o'clock.
Yeah, there's penalties and interest on Cody's.
At 11 o'clock.
But we're way ahead of that.
I just got here early.
My goodness. We have room in the front.
He's a good student. He's here out there.
How come, Mr. Tech Guy, I don't show a 1045 on my calendar?
Let me see. It would be only because it was not sent out to us.
But you just looked over the counter and said, saw it.
Well, it's on this, so they may have not done that. They may have forgot to add that to this. They're separate programs.
Oh, okay.
Is that the change order?
Hey. There's two of them, actually.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
I knew that was the problem.
You knew that was it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're...
I'm great.
You guys have come a long way.
You never even had the question, huh?
So I'll open it under administrative and we'll vote at 1045.
Okay.
I guess we're the ones presenting this to us since it was given to us and Jillian's the one who had it, so I guess we're not going to get any guest speakers.
I'll speak for you, Jamie.
Rick's still here. He'll talk.
How much was the change orders and what?
Well, it appears that the amount agreed upon for 12-inch class 200 SDR 21 PVC force main, we've had to increase that from a unit price of, went from 12,500 feet to 12,775 feet, netting an increase of $7,700. But we've reduced our 4-inch by $800, but we've also increased our six inch by $1,600, but decreased some more schedule 4-inch by $280, but once again had to increase some 6-inch by $400, netting the entire net increase. So $9,700 of increase, but $1,080 of decrease, netting $8,620 of increase under change order. Whatever the number is, 5.
And I, wasn't with you at first. Is this on the
Ozark Beach project? This is for Ozark Beach.
Okay.
So it's been approved by the sewer board.
Hold on. Ozark Beach. Has this been approved by the sewer board? It does not indicate. Mel Ankins did sign this on the August, and William Cunningham did sign it on August 18th, and attested by Susan Brain. So, yes, it has, sir.
Okay.
Don't vote on it yet. We've still got 5 minutes.
This here. Must be the line up short of Cooper Street.
I believe so, because it says around the Juice facility.
Okay.
So that's what this is.
12-inch force main around Judicial Center. Okay, I didn't catch you.
All right, moving on to the other change order is under the Ozark Beach, change order number one, regarding the CCTV. The reason is added cleaning and CCTV inspection at County Country Club Heights, Heritage Estates, Poverty Point Collection System, Ozark Beach, and Holiday Hills Resort.
Okay.
That's what this is regarding. And it's significant, so let's just throw it out of here. The original contract of this entire project was $76,725. The change order is for $62,000.
Wow.
So the overall project went from 76 to 139.
What they did is they sent the CCTV out with the cameras in the Holiday Hills area, just Holiday Hills, and they were looking at the pipes to see if they needed repair. And they found some stuff that created a situation where they were able to make repairs, and it was a great benefit to the sewer department. So what they did is they decided to have them go out in that entire area and not just Holiday Hills and do the same thing everywhere. So while it was a change order, it significantly changed the scope of what CCTV was doing.
It appears that Ron Daniels did sign it. He did not date it, and we don't have an attest. However, we have a signature from Ron Daniels and a signature from Mel Akins.
I was in the sewer board meeting, as Bob was evidently. And was it all of our pipes? Is that what they asked for?
I think all of them in that area.
That was not in the previous original bid?
I think the original bid was just Holiday Hills itself.
Right.
Actually, I asked why they were in my neighborhood, and I was told by the sewer department that it was such a good deal that they decided to do it in the whole area rather than just in Holiday Hills. Mm.
So what they were looking for is crush pipe, any deficiency where joint might be pulled loose or anything like that in this camera situation and helped it.
They send the camera down the line, and if there's anything that needs repair, they're able to repair it. So,
well,
all right. I think we're rounded up close enough. Are we good with this change orders, gentlemen? Since we have the signatures,
yeah, I'm good.
And the approval.
Motion to approve change order number one and number five.
Second.
One of them, number one.
A representative.
Oh, there he is.
Am I late?
No, you're.
We're working on time. Under administrative, we just talked about it, and then.
We're just fixing the vote. You made it just in time.
Under discussion, we have a second on the. Go ahead.
On which one?
Both of them.
Okay. We were just. Number one change order is with SprayCom.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it pretty good here.
Okay.
You want to give us any?
Just that during the course of the original work, they found a lot of areas that were having infiltration problems and that type of thing. So they're wanting to do more of their system and then get inventory of all the problems and then put together a plan on how to fix them, which ones are the worst, and prioritize the repair. So they're wanting to do more of the system. And then the second change order is the Judicial Center force main.
Right. The Shorty Cooper.
Yeah.
On the looking at the inspection, has Ozark Beach.
There's one section of line there where we had to do the subgrade stabilization in it, yeah. And John Hooker's wanting to run the camera through that.
Just to be safe.
Now we've looked at it. I think everything's fine, but he just. would like to run the camera through it to be sure.
So. I don't have any problem with these two. I do have problems with maybe thinking about that we need to have camera use if we have the right procedure followed whenever the line is laid on new projects, unless you have some.
Well, it's like I say, I don't think there's anything wrong with the line, but that is the line that we were, you know, way below lake level, fighting water like crazy on it, and we had to stabilize it with shot rock and that type of thing. So,
that's
he just wanted to double check that one because of that before we get out of there. You can see a lot more with that camera than you can see any other way.
Right.
Did you get it to him?
No. While we got you here, has there been any conversation with Snyder as far as when they will be doing, assuming this is approved, of course, or Shorty Cooper?
They were acting like it'd be within the next week or two.
Really?
If we can get it approved, yeah.
I saw some stakes there. Are those new stakes? They've been there a while.
I'm not sure exactly what stakes you're talking about.
Right along the road there. Where they're coming underneath where they bored it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going down the ditch line then up.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if they're new rolled stakes. I haven't looked at it, but.
What else? Questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion is carried.
Appreciate it.
Want a black ink pen? Is that black?
Yeah.
Well, for Land Commissioner Pendle, we have 15 minutes before the next item.
Is there any other business we want to do under administrative?
Not that I'm aware of, sir. How about you, Mr. Commissioner Strahan?
No, awful quiet.
May we recess. Ask for recess? Thank you, 11 sir.
11 o'clock.